Ezekiel 13. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear the word of the Lord. In other words, the true prophet of God was not just speaking what he thought was right in his own heart, but his heart or spirit had been taken over by the Spirit of God, so that the words that were spoken were inspired. And that's what Paul says, that all scripture, true scripture, is given by inspiration of God. Well, these false prophets were saying that, yeah, we're speaking in God's name, but God had not taken possession of their heart. Thus says the Lord, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit, not God's spirit, and who have seen nothing. Israel, your prophets have been like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahweh. So the idea of the prophets, the true prophets, was that they were to build things up, that they were to fill up the gaps that were left by Israel's weakness. But they have seen falsehood. They say, Yahweh says, but Yahweh has not sent them, and they have made men to hope that the word would be confirmed. Haven't you seen a false vision? In that you say, The Lord says, but I have not spoken? Therefore, thus says the Lord, Because you have spoken falsehood and lies, behold, I am against you, says the Lord. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and who preach lies. Now that is a pretty big warning to those who claim to be speaking on God's behalf, saying, I've had a word from the Lord, give me money or do this or do that, when they're preaching lies, when this is not God's word. They shall not be in the council of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. So this writing or this book of the house of Israel, it's a similar idea in the New Testament, where we read about names being taken out of the book of life. If we're God's people, our names are written in the book of life. We have a place in his kingdom right now. But that name can be taken out. That's why the Lord Jesus talks about blotting out names from the book of life. So that's a terrible thing if someone's name is in the book and then it's taken out. And that's what happened to these false prophets. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there is no peace. I think they meant peace with God. It's all okay. You're just okay, you're fine, just as you are. Do what you want, that's fine. You've got peace with God. Well, they were saying peace when there was no peace. They are like one who builds up a wall and plaster it with whitewash. Tell those who plaster it with whitewash that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing storm and great hailstones, and a stormy wind will tear it. This is similar to the parable of Jesus about the house built on the rock and that built on the sand, and the day of judgment is like the storm that comes upon it. Behold, when the wall has fallen, shall it not be said to you, Where's the plaster with which you plastered it? Therefore thus says the Lord, I will even tear it with a stormy wind in my wrath, and there shall be an overflowing storm in my anger, and great hailstones in wrath to consume it. So will I break down the wall that you've plastered with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation will be uncovered, and it shall fall, and you will be consumed in its midst. Thus will I accomplish my anger on the wall, and on those who plastered it with whitewash. That is, they just painted it instead of actually putting cement in between the bricks. They simply painted it. Oh, it looks okay. Well, that's no good if the bricks are just going to fall over the slightest wind. And this is, of course, a message about religious appearance, about appearing spiritual, about going to church or whatever, and appearing good in the eyes of other people. And it's the day of judgment that's going to reveal that for what it is. Thus will I accomplish my anger on the wall and on those who have plastered it with whitewash. And I will tell you, the wall is no more, neither those who plastered it, namely the prophets of Israel, who prophesy about Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord. You, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own heart. So there were men as well as women prophets, male and female. And say, thus says the Lord, woe to the women who sew magic wristbands for people and make magic scarves for everybody to wear on their heads, so that they can have power over other people's lives. You want to possess the power of life and death over my people and to use it for your own gain. Well, this is it, isn't it? People like to become religious leaders so that they can have the power of life and death over people. If you do what I say, you're going to live forever. But if you don't, you're going to die forever. And so therefore they have power over people's lives. This desire for power over other people is something we see all around us. And you can see that it was going on amongst the people of God even in Ezekiel's time. And they use their teachings to get that power. You don't need power. You don't need power over people, because God is your friend. And in our case, Jesus loves us. You have profaned me among my people in order to get handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread. So they were doing this religious stuff just for their own personal material benefit. And God hates that. I hate the wristbands that you use in your attempt to control life and death. Because with lies you have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not repent from his wickedness and be saved. Therefore you shall no more see false visions, because I will deliver my people out of your hand. So then, people in those days didn't have the word of God easily accessible like we do. They depended on other people to tell them what God had said, and if those people lied to them because they wanted to get wealth or money or whatever material things out of them, this was awful, and they were manipulating these people and making the righteous sad when there was no need for that, and they were confirming wicked people in their way.